right now on VFN TV. Can you imagine a gift coming to you? How about a big box of love? We're going to talk about VFN KB love boxes being brought to the Philippines and so many people being blessed. And we're also going to talk about Roe versus Wade, the movie. We've been praying for years. You've heard us on the program. Dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. Why? Because you have to end the innocent bloodshed before you can have a great awakening, so the Lord laid on my heart. All this right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Paul Ramos.
Hello.
What's up, man?
Hey, man. I'm excited.
I am very excited. Talking about
love boxes going to the Philippines? Come on.
Can you imagine just getting the gift, and the gift you get is a box of love? Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
We don't seem excited about it.
I'm very excited about it. That's pumped.
I know. Can you imagine literally having to dig through the trash to find food or find things that you recycle, and
oh,
you're
I
5
know.
Years old? You know?
Yeah.
Listen, we're going to talk to you about that in just a moment. Also, we're going to talk to you about the very fact of you heard us for years, you know, speaking about and asking God to end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. You have to understand the God, the false God, Moloch, required the sacrifice of children, you know, the death of human beings, the sacrifice of children. And the scriptures talk about how God just, that was it's all detestable, but that was the worst of all. Where people would actually sacrifice their children for their own personal advance. And that's what's taking place with abortion. So it has to stop. How many, over 50 billion children have been sacrificed or been aborted?
Yes, since Roe versus Wade.
Since Roe versus Wade, 1973, I believe it is.
Yes.
We're going to talk about that in a moment. But first of all, we want to talk to you about VFNKB love boxes. You may have been looking for a way to love someone. And it's difficult in a blessed land.
Yes.
You know, if you're talking to America, we're so blessed. You give people stuff and they go, eh. Do you have the receipt? Can I take it back?
Do you have it in red?
Do you have anchovies with this?
Yeah.
Do you like that?
Oh, it's okay.
It's the wrong color. I'm like, oh, Isaiah, listen to us, man.
Yeah, I know.
It's a gift.
Straighten up.
So you think about this, that imagine giving love to someone who is looking for God, because God is love, and they get it, and they're so grateful. That's what happens in the Philippines, and that's what we're doing through VFNKB love boxes. But first, I want to tell you the story. Take a look.
Twenty-1% of Manila's population lives as squatters. Many families have lived here for generations. 1 out of 10 people are slum dwellers. Every day is a struggle for survival. Children forgo their education to work as scavengers at 5 years old. In search of plastic, metals, and glass to recycle. Food is also collected, washed, and recycled from the trash.
Basic necessities.
Hope and love. Shipped in a box of love. can make a difference. Help send a box of hope today. VFNKB.com, Love Box.
It feels so good to find somebody who wants to be loved and wants their needs met. Some people don't believe that God loves you. God's got a plan for your life, and it's so important to be able to receive it. But listen, we found a love zone where people do want to receive love and boxes of love. John, talk to us.
Listen, it is more blessed to give than to receive, and we have found that out. And we've been faithfully been sending these boxes all the way to the Philippines, and we're inviting you to do the same. I want to share with you a little bit about Andalyn, this sweet little girl in the Philippines that she's has been a recipient of some of the things we've been sending.
You can kind see
of
her right for here, this, yeah.
You can see her picture of her
so
right there.
Cute.
So cute. She's 4 years old. Mm-hmm. She started kindergarten, just started kindergarten. And I remember her putting on some of the clothes
sandals
that we sent to school. They were a little big, but she was happy to wear them.
What's so important about love, the VFNKB Love Boxes is, you know, you get to be able to take some pictures of you packing it, maybe at your office or your group or whatever. But we have people in the Philippines who will document your box being open so you get to see that child put that dress on, put those pants on, put those shoes on.
People with integrity, which is so important.
We focus on that being done. So we got a chance to give, but also see her put those things on.
She looked at some items there that she has.
Look at her, so sweet.
She's the youngest of six siblings, and they live in a shanty. And these folks usually only eat one meal per day, and that's provided by the ministry there in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. Her father
works. We work with several ministries there in the Philippines.
Yeah, we do. Her father works as a dump truck driver for 100 pesos per day. That's $2 a day. And I believe that's her family there. That's her parents, and she's the youngest of six. But what a tremendous
And how do you feel
blessing.
As a parent? Think about this. It's, you know, it's difficult because of the economy there.
Yeah.
But as the church, as people who care about people, we can actually help those parents out with such
a
struggling economy. And can you imagine if it's $2 a day?
And they're hardworking people.
Oh, yeah, very hard.
I just spoke to someone who came from the Philippines, and I says, well, what's the deal? She says, oh, people want to work. There just are no jobs.
The economy.
The economy's hurting.
And so you think about it, well, we can send a whole box. We have huge boxes that you can pack full of all these things that help those parents and help those children.
Yes.
And Jesus said this, whatever you do to the least of these of mine, you do unto me. So if you want to love on Jesus, come out of your prayer closet, go to VFNKB Love Box, and find out how you can begin to ship one, send one, pack one, or be a part of people sending one or packing
one. We've done all the research, we've built all the relationships, and we've got a plan, a system that you just plug and play. Go to VFNKB.com.
No, yes, go ahead.
Yeah. /lovebox, right?
Correct, yeah.
And get your box out, I think, for only $85.
Well, think about this. It's different. So this, you can find out the details right there, but understand this. You're at your office every day. Everybody's talking about themselves, and they're probably struggling. What if your whole office got together and said, you know what, we're going to do one box.
Yeah.
All of us, all three of us, all five of us, all 25 of us. You know, we're going to do one box as a corporate move.
As a team.
As a team. You know, maybe your church group, maybe your men's, whatever group of people you have.
Sure.
You can do it yourself, but why not do it together as a group? And every one of you take pictures of what you're putting in the box. And we, by God's grace, will catch on the other end people taking those things out of the box. And this is what we'll be able to do for you. We want to be able to create, and you can go to our YouTube channel at VFN, youtube.com/VFNTV, and you'll be able to see your own a video that we're going to put together for you of you doing it, people receiving it, and you can share with all your family and coworkers.
Yeah.
That's what we're working on doing for you. But you can find out the details at vfnkb.com/lovebox.
You'll see the address below.
Yeah.
Participate, get involved. I'm telling you,
it's not a better
this
feeling.
Is going to be so rewarding for you as it's been for us. You're going to enjoy it. Do it
Listen,
today.
Right after this break, we're going to hear about the answer of answers to our prayers because Dr. Avita King is producing a movie with a lot of other people called Roe vs. Wade, the movie. And it's going to tell the truth, how it started, how it ended. And the doctor that promoted the movie, promoted abortion, finds out that it's wrong and he becomes an advocate against it. And so does the very one, Norma McCorvey. Who she's the Roe person in the context of that. In other words, they realize it was a lie. This is so important because this is a key, I believe, to the Great Awakening coming to America. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
That ballot is your seed. That is the seed, if you sow it in faith, that guarantees your household safety, prosperity. Amen.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partner for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area that will focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Another exciting moment. Dr. Avita King, she wrote the book King Rules. You got to read this book. It's a powerful book. She herself had actually had an abortion in her life before she knew what was actually truth about it. She discovered what it was. Like all of us, we say, God, forgive us. God forgives us. But now she's been an advocate to be able to let people know what's really going on about the destruction of children and how it's in over 50 million plus children have been aborted since 1973. You always hear Roe versus Wade. That's actually a Supreme Court decision that was made outside of the legislature branch, which is the Congress. They should actually
They're supposed to make the laws.
They don't make the laws. Supreme Court shouldn't have done that. And that's right. Why people are sweating the Kavanaugh and the other judges that are coming in, because they're concerned that they're going to make a constitutional ruling on the situation. But understand this, a movie's being made now because the truth is so important. And Dr. Avita King, she's the one that leading this charge.
Niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, she is the niece, like you said, of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., an amazing man. I believe in apostle. Other people might not, but I do, because he literally had he was not called to civil rights. This is what his other daughter, who runs the King Center, says. He says his assignment was to civil rights. He was a minister that had an assignment to civil rights, and God used him to lead this country
at a very young age, which is a special anointing.
Holding the whole country up to our Constitution, its original intent, what it actually meant.
What was written on the paper.
I'm only holding you what's written on the papers, is what he said. And so this is so important. So this is Dr. Avita King leading this charge, and you can get a part. You can be a part. Think about it. You can be a part of this. And Don and I, as soon as I found out, I wanted to be a part of it, to be able to produce the movie that actually tells the story from the beginning to all the way to the repentant end of the people who actually were leading the charge. As a matter of fact, I'm going to let Dr. Avita King tell you the details. Check it out.
Hello, I'm Alvita King, and executive producer of the new feature film Roe v. Wade, which chronicles the infamous abortion-enabling court case that impacted American history. This big screen movie is the real untold story of how mountains of lies led to an injustice that has deprived millions of people of human dignity and human rights. It all begins with a woman named Margaret Sanger.
Sanger gave speeches at Ku Klux Klan rallies to garner support for Planned Parenthood.
In the movie, Dr. Bernard Nathanson, the most famous abortionist of those times, joins Sanger's cause.
Dr. Bernard Nathanson, the biggest abortionist in U.S. history that killed over 75,000 babies.
Next, they recruit feminist Betty Friedan to join their team. Bernard and Betty search the country to find a pregnant girl they can use to sue the government. Our characters find the perfect pawn, Norma McCordy. Norma becomes infamously known as Jane Roe. Thus, Roe v. Wade was born. The pro-life fight is led by the film's protagonist, Mildred Jefferson, the first African-American woman to graduate from Harvard Medical School. Not only was she trying to save lives, she was trying to save her ethnic community.
Good evening. In a landmark ruling, the Supreme Court today legalized abortions.
At the end of the movie, through the lens of new sonogram technology, Bernard realizes he is killing babies. He confesses all the lies.
We lied. Thousands of women were dying in back alleys. We made those numbers up.
Even Norma realizes she was manipulated and becoming a leading activist to protect life. We've already secured distribution on 1,000 screens. So even if just one person changes as a result of this movie, we will have saved a life. Hollywood and the mainstream media continue to squash the truth. In Hollywood, life is only sacred when money is involved.
Margaret Sanger's Planned Parenthood makes over $1 billion a year, so why did they have to go into the business of selling baby parts? The following is footage of a whistleblower who worked for a company that harvested baby parts provided by Planned Parenthood.
She told me, she's like, it's not an option. Like, it's a demand. That's what your job is. There are times where they would just take the baby. And these mothers don't know. And there's no way they would know.
Please support us in making this theatrical movie about Roe v. Wade. Help us fund this film, and we will produce a movie worthy of competing with the rest of the Hollywood blockbusters released in theaters across America. Give now and give generously. Every dollar counts. Let's prove that Hollywood doesn't have the final say about the sanctity of life. We the people do, as America's audience and America's conscience, choose life today. Give now and bring Roe v. Wade to life. Thank you.
Wow, this is so important. Think about it. Listen, you can see it on your screen. You can go to GoFundMe. It tells you how to go there. Or you can go to VFNKB.com and see the details on that. But imagine this. If the key to a great awakening in America is for us to have judges who will have a constitutional ruling on something that's unconstitutional, that all right has, everybody has a right, the Constitution says, for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So when they say right to life, they're talking about a constitutional right of that baby. But if we do that, understand where the card, it doesn't matter where the cards fall with that. If we just have a righteous ruling, I believe that in the context of that, God will bring a great awakening. This is my personal belief, that as long as innocent bloodshed is being poured out on the soil of our land, being sold reportedly by Planned Parenthood to universities, reportedly to experiment. They're requesting baby body parts to be able to do experiments on. This is the reports we have from the
Center for Medical Progress, headed
by David DeLeiden. You got to go back and find out the programs. We'll make it related. If you want to give somebody a hug, David DeLeiden is an amazing, he's a normal man like everybody else, but he did an amazing work. I just, when I hear him talk, it's just an amazing thing.
Hero.
But I want to encourage you, think about this. You're standing before the throne room of God, and we all will. We're standing in the presence of a holy God, and we all will. And we'll answer for our life. And think about this. If you said, you know what, I want to give $1, I want to give $5, I want to give $100, I want to give $1,000 to the making of the video documentary that will go into 1,000 plus theaters that prove the truth that killing children has always been wrong. Mm. It's always been a child. That's what she's saying. That's what the doctor who originally said it was right to do, he said it was wrong. The woman who was saying it was right to do it in the court case says it's wrong. Everybody that has any knowledge at all about science says it's wrong. It's all about the convenience. People say, as a former president used to say, he said, well, you know, why should I actually have my daughter have an unwanted or, I forget the name of the word, you know, it was just like an unnecessary bump in the road, the way he presented it. I can't think of the words now. And it's like, but what if it's a life? What if that was your daughter? You know, what if that's your son?
Sure.
What if it was somebody that said that about you and you wouldn't be here listening to this now? God is the giver of life. And what we do with life is very important to him, because what we do with life is what we do with God. So I encourage you right now to be able to go there, join Dr. Avita King. I'm telling you, precious woman in the Lord, a bold leader for ending this. And if you cared about, you know, life and you want a third grade awakening, we got to pray and we have to act. And one way to do it is in the, we talk about VFNKB and impacting the mountains. Well, this is called the entertainment mountain and the education mountain. If you want to impact those mountains, stand with Dr. Avita King. And if you can't find how to make it to them, make it to us and address it. Say, I want this to be given to Roe versus Wade, the movie. We'll make sure that Dr. King gets it. John, what's next?
Listen, when we get back from this break, we're going to be talking about South Carolina. And it seems that they're passing a law that could virtually outlaw abortion in South Carolina. It's not been done in any of the 50 states yet. Join us. We get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
One of the great tragedies of human experience is that the natural curiosity of children often disappears over time. Somehow we allow the excitement about learning to dissipate and let our children sink into the mire of boredom.
Here's Dr. James Dobson for Family Talk.
So many parents ask me how they can keep that curiosity alive in their children. How do we motivate them to want to learn and study and grow and explore? According to educator Cherry Fuller, one good way is to identify the areas they are naturally interested in and capitalize on them. If your son neglects his studies to pursue his baseball card collection, use his interest in baseball to explore math. How do you figure hitting averages? Which pitcher has the lowest earned run average? You need to know math to find out. One friend found a local graphic artist to tutor his teenage daughter one evening a week. She had an interest in art, and this taught her how her hobby could be turned into a career. It helped her see beyond high school and began to acquaint her with one of her greatest strengths. Another friend's daughter expressed an interest in healthcare. Now, at 13 years old, she's volunteering at a hospital. It's done wonders for her self-esteem and for her interest in science classes. Find out what your child is good at, and then give them the tools and encouragement to run with it.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are talking about the end of abortion by God's grace as we know it. A key, the shedding of innocent blood is going to need to stop, I believe, for a third great awakening to come to a nation called America. And America has been exporting abortion. Some of the things that we found out, some of our agencies have literally been funding abortion in other countries,
other
nations.
One of the first things the President Trump did was
the Hyde bill.
Stop the funding.
But there's another agency they just found out that was still doing it in other ways, and that wasn't their responsibility. Something the CIA is supposed to be doing. And so we're just promoting the ending of life. And it's like, we can't do that. We have a president that's for life. We have a vice president for life. We have a secretary of state's for life. All life. And right now, specifically, yeah, there's video games galore. Literally one particular porthole that they use to be able to, the majority, most popular porthole they use to be able to play these virtual games that people are playing each other. Let me tell you what the name of the company is. The name of the company that actually controlled the largest percentage of those games is Wicked. Is it, what's it called?
Cursed.
Cursed Incorporated. Think about it. Cursed Incorporated. Well, guess what? A subsidiary of Amazon.com just bought that company out, Twitch. Bought that company out. And so you're looking at, this is all this evil is being produced online. And now they have a video game. A video game. What's the country?
Argentina.
Argentina. They have a video game of actually hunting through and killing every authority that you can imagine to get to the baby, to kill the baby, destroy the baby. Listen, it's important. You got to quit killing human beings, whether they're grown folks, whether they're men, whether they're women, whether they're in the womb or out of the womb. Murder is not what God wants us to do. But look what it's come to. Take a look.
For this week's Speak Out segment, we address a new abortion video game. While we cut out the more gruesome parts of the video, I should warn you, it's still disturbing to watch. Based on reporting by Crux, this is a video game from Argentina called Doom Fetitio, or Doom Baby Fetus, in which players must scramble to get an abortion-inducing drug by battling police, pro-life women, Catholic priests, and then ultimately killing an unborn child. In the game, when the player kills the little fetus, they get a message saying, "You defeated Fetitio. Give this misoprostol to those in need so they might defeat it too." Misoprostol is a medication used to induce abortion. It's difficult to watch those video game scenes. I cannot stomach how anyone would consider that game fun or entertaining. The developer reportedly created this grotesque game to mock the pro-life movement in Argentina. The baby is made to look like the photos of babies carried at pro-life rallies. Doom Fetitio, this game, comes as Argentina's Senate prepares to vote on whether or not to legalize abortion on demand until the 14th week of pregnancy, legislation that already passed the lower chamber. And as the campaigning continues, you can see the twisted, extreme agenda of abortion advocates on display in this game.
It's the value of all life. All life is important. God is the creator of life. He's the one that breathes life, Zoe life, into the human being. And understand this, that World War I, when we went to war in America, World War I went to war, they couldn't pull the trigger because they understood it was a human being on the other side. World War II, they trained them through like digital type games, video games, to be able to practice taking life so they could actually kill somebody in World War II. Now, you have your kid shooting people all day long on Grand Theft Auto and these guns. You cannot continually take life and be surprised that somebody won't want to take your life or your child's life or your spouse's life. All life is important. We have to value it because God gives it. No man has the right to take life unless, of course, in regards to, you know, justice coming to a situation and, you know, where God brings, you know, thou shalt not commit murder. But understand this, that when you're, this game is working its way through normal games, but you're working through killing police, killing women. You know, that's what happens in a lot of these other games. The last thing that brings it to a head is, I will even want the life that's in the mother's womb. And you get it every time on these games. I don't know if you know how they work, but I'm told about how they work. Is you get like things at certain levels, you get more of the drug to kill more babies in the womb. It's some sort of drug that they said that kills children. Mm-hmm. I believe for a third great awakening to come to America, innocent bloodshed has to stop. If you want to be a part of that, if you haven't yet, go there and find out about the movie, Roe versus Wade, the movie, and be a part of that. You can find out more details at VFNKB.com. I want to close out here, but first I want to ask you, comment below and let us know your thoughts on this. And also write to us at friends@VFNKB.com. We love to hear from you. I'm going to pray right now. Father God, we just ask you right now that you would be in the supreme situation where they're ruling right now in this nation for abortion, that they would end abortion and that it would just flip around, Father God, and life would be winning again. Like our president said, our vice president said, life is winning again in America, Father God. Dear God, we ask you right now, put in Supreme Court justices that will end this murdering of children, Father God. We ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved, that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me. And you're very thankful. You're grateful that God has forgiven you, but you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about like these books, they got the books memorized, you know, they got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, whatever. And so, you know, they're just like, oh my goodness. And The greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his Father through himself to you when you got saved. Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Well, listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.